This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Even believe what I'm reading here. That's some more of the comments of Mitt Romney. Governor Romney yesterday called a press conference for 10:30 today, about an hour and a half from right now, in which he is planning to talk about the presidential race. Everybody assumed it would be critical of Donald Trump, but he's turning into mud. So anyway, yes, it's going to be. I'll read you some of the comments. I can't even believe it. I don't. Maybe you can help me sort this out. Is this a smart play? Is there any strategy in this? Or is this just flat out stupid? I don't get it. Anyway, hi there. How are you, folks? I should have said that first. Hello. Nice to see you. Wish I could. You can hear me. I can hear you when you call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Here each and every weekday to find out what's on your mind. Simple as that. Conversation about what's on your mind. And I love chatting with you. I love getting your texts and your emails and talking through the issues day in and day out, whatever they may be. Heard from a lot of our Bismarck listeners about a teacher that they believe has been fairly unfairly treated by the Bismarck School District. Have some details on that. If that's on your mind today, we can certainly talk about that. You know what I got to say about that story just quickly? Is I love it when there is an outpouring of support for teachers. I really do. I think it's neat. I think it shows the impact they have on molding individuals. And there's a great story in the Bismarck Tribune today. A good example of that. Joe Puffy, by the way, is this teacher. He's a Walker Middle School science teacher. And there's allegations, I guess, that there was an altercation between him and a student. And so that led the school to say, we're going to assign you to something different. And he didn't decide to do that, didn't want to do that. They say he tendered his resignation. Others are saying he was forced into it, bullied, and you know, really treated poorly by the Bismarck school system. Obviously, the Bismarck school district has heard enough about this that they have released a statement on it. I could share that with you here in a little bit. But the Bismarck Tribune, Amy Sisk, was actually at a impromptu gathering of some former students of his and told some of the stories about the support that he got. And he got this, you know, giant card there signed by his seventh grade life science student saying, we'll miss you, Mr. Puffy, which I think is kind of neat. And other folks just talked about how he changed their lives. In fact, one individual, I'm going to mess up his last name, but Shane Balkowicz. Shane Balkowicz or Balkowicz said he changed each of our lives. Served as a father figure to this guy. This young man's dad had left when he was young. And the two remained closed and said Puffy was a counselor. So that's really pretty cool. I would argue he's the most beloved teacher in the city, says this person. Says they shoveled him under the carpet, speaking of the school. So there's an online petition that now has north of 500 signatures on it, which is pretty cool. By the way, another student quoting the story, Lance Mayhew. I love this story, too. Talked about a camping trip a lot of years ago with a seventh-grade basketball team. And as Mayhew said, he was known for screwing around a lot. All right, I mean, he was self-identifying as a little bit of a brat. Didn't listen to the teacher. And said one time he told a bunch of us to come out of the tents. And later pulled them aside for a conversation. Said they talked for an hour about being a man and being responsible. And said those words stuck with him forever. That's what I'm talking about when you have that kind of impact. I think that's really cool. I really do. It's debate night tonight, the governor's race. We'll have Doug Burgum and Rich Rick Becker and Wayne Stengem. I guess if you're doing that in alphabetical order, it would be Becker, Burgum, Stengem, right? But whatever. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, and by all accounts, the favorite for governor of North Dakota in the Republican nomination battle. I mean, Democrats don't have a candidate. Wayne Stengem's won as many times as he won. He's the leader. But you have some challengers, which makes this interesting. One, Doug Burgum, a business guy, hadn't been in elected office or on a ballot any time previously. And Rick Becker, two-term member of the state house and a local plastic surgeon in Bismarck, businessman, developer as well. So very interesting. Going to be great. Really looking forward to being on the stage with some consummate professionals. We've had a chance to meet now, Danelle Preschke-Hushka, and she, of course, was on KX for a lot of years. I believe KX, right? And then now with the North Dakota Association of Counties. Also, Dave Thompson of Prairie Public Television, a revered member of the journalistic community in North Dakota. And yours truly, from the talk radio side, on the stage tonight, questioning the three candidates. So it should be fun. And we have, I understand, a packed house. No tickets to be had at the Bill Mayhews Auditorium. You can't be there. You can watch it on KX in the East and on WDAY and Z Extra, they call it, in the East, KX in the West, and as well, listen on Prairie Public Broadcasting Radio and online other places as well. Should be a lot of fun. Look forward to that. We'll have some comments from all three of the candidates kind of in preparation of some of the topics that will no doubt come up tonight in the debate throughout the program today, so you can stay tuned for that. All right, and there is, by the way, a Fox News Republican debate tonight on the presidential front as well in Detroit, Michigan. That starts a little later. I think it's in Detroit, so it's, I forget when it starts, but it's after or well into the other debate. Might be an 8 o'clock start. Okay, so let's talk about what Mitt Romney is going to do today. I have some of the comments. I was reading those as we started the program and a bit flabbergasted. About an hour, Mitt Romney will take to the microphone, and they're hyping this up, so everybody's going to cover this. It's a big deal. Fox News story says, open warfare. Romney calls Trump a phony, a fraud. Trump calls Romney a failed candidate. All right, so here's some of the remarks. They've given these out in advance, so they're really trying to hype this up. Romney will say, the only serious policy proposals for the country are coming from the other Republican candidates on the field. So, no serious policy proposals from Trump. That's slam one. He goes on to say, I understand the anger Americans feel today, but adds, here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat. Another cheap shot at Trump. Lousy hat. Get it? Make America great again hat. Romney says Trump has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president. In the remarks he'll deliver. What do you think of this? Is that a smart move? A couple of things. One, I think the one piece of fair criticism that can be directed at Donald Trump, and we've talked about it on this show before, is that sort of trash talk, if you will, mode, right? Where he's really just, you know, you're a loser, you're a lightweight, whatever. What does Mitt Romney do from the establishment's perspective? He just joins the fray. So now you have the quote-unquote Republican establishment, in my mind, no better than Donald Trump on that front whatsoever. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's a phony and a fraud. Holy buckets. It's unbelievable. Second of all, so my first criticism directed at Mitt Romney and company is, you can disagree with someone. You ought not call him a phony and a fraud. And the criticism that previously was there of Donald Trump now goes away for this. Right? Number one. Number two, where you been? I mean, look, at any other time in a Republican nomination battle, people would look at the tea leaves right now and say, guess what, guys? He's the guy. You know, I mean, you start saying it looks like he'll be the nominee and if he'll support him and things like that. If not rally around him, which will probably have to happen after March 15th, when it's obvious by math that it can't happen anymore. But Mitt Romney would certainly have expected that treatment. This is unbelievable. A text from a listener in South Dakota this morning woke up to say, you know, I was thinking of this analogy and I thought of you. And you can share it if you want. Remember the movie Happy Gilmore? The Happy Gilmore? He says, Trump is producing the Happy Gilmore effect, like Adam Sandler in the movie, bringing non-traditional golfers to the greens in droves. Well, Trump is bringing non-traditional Republican voters in droves. Isn't that a good thing? I want him to say more about what he's for. I want him to tone down the reckless rhetoric. But the idea that you match reckless rhetoric with more reckless rhetoric, rather than say, hey, let's have a serious conversation about what you'll do if elected president, I think it's a dumb idea. But tell me if I'm wrong.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We do need to do things differently going forward, and I'll just say first and foremost, we are not going to raise taxes. I will not support any raise in taxes, and I think we can get through the situation we're in right now in a number of ways. We need to look smarter at how it is that we're planning our budget in big ways and in small ways. As we look forward into the next biennium, we need to do a lot of things a lot smarter. And one of the things, of course, is the 4.05% reduction before we can dip into those savings accounts. That's just a part of the solution. We really need, in a number of areas, to think in different ways about not just percentage decreases. And
Wayne Stengem on his comments related to the budgeting going forward. One of three candidates that will be on the stage tonight, Bell Mayhew's Auditorium Bismarck, for a Republican Party debate in North Dakota. Hope you take it in. Here's a call about that governor's race debate.
Yes, three questions for Attorney General Stengem. The first one is, as an Industrial Commission member, why did he oppose private property rights with the issue with the scenery in the Badlands? The second question is, why does he take credit for the stay granted by the U.S. Supreme Court? It wasn't granted to the state of North Dakota. It was granted to Basin Electric. And the third question is, as the chief negotiator for the state of North Dakota in the UND settlement, why did he take the settlement that was proposed and eliminate the Fighting Sioux logo and name? Thank you.
Wow. There's somebody that thought of their questions, huh? My golly. And appreciate that very much. We've been asking for questions, actually, for a week or so. And, you know, it's one of those things where you have way more questions and angles than you have time. But no doubt some of those topics will be coming up tonight in the debate. So looking forward to that very much. All the candidates you'll hear from today as we count down to that debate. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you today by the Northwest Landowners Association. They were established to help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. And they are the conduit. That's what they are, between private property owners and industry. And a dialogue happens with that conduit, right? They have a seat at the table. The association is the united voice of landowners, finding solutions to problems. That's what I personally love about the Northwest Landowners Association. You know, a lot of times people will complain, but not really be committed to a fix, right? They'd rather have the issue to complain about than a solution. That's not how the Northwest Landowners Association works at all. Go to nwlandowners.com to view their mission, get information on membership, and learn more about that, how they bring together a network of property owners and operators and residents to share and discuss information to ensure that our resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. All right, your comments on any and all topics today. Donald Trump and about to get both barrels from Mitt Romney. What you make of that? We've given you a snippet of it. We will take excerpts of that, depending on how long it goes, in about an hour today. I am I'm scratching my head over it, folks. I'm cautiously optimistic that if Donald Trump is the nominee, that there is enough promise from him, enough promise for him, rather, in conservative viewpoints based on what he's saying in these debates, what he's saying on the stump, what he's for, you know, like the last debate. A lot of discussion about the Supreme Court nominees, as an example. That's helpful. It gives you a piece. I'd like to know more. There's parts of him that scare the living daylights out of you. This Planned Parenthood is a wonderful thing, while at the same time saying you're pro-life. There's definitely issues. But you have a process. People vote in a process. You end up leading. And then when you don't like the result, you're going to call him a phony? You're going to call him a fraud? You're going to say you can't believe anything he says? Don't you then help Hillary Clinton get elected? I don't get it. I really don't. So I don't know. Are you glad Mitt Romney's doing this, or do you think it's a dumb idea? Want to know what you think. Myron in Carrington got you next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Myron.
Good morning, Scott. The people are speaking, and who is Mitt Romney? He's part of the Washington elite, isn't he?
Well, he lost last time, right? I mean, he gave it his all. He's been at this a bunch of times, and he lost. And there's some arguments that he could have won and wasn't really, didn't, you know, had bad advisors or didn't really have his heart in it. So I'm like, you know what? Go do your own thing. But you tried and lost and move on. Don't, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
He couldn't even beat Obama, for crying out loud. The Dems and the Republicans in Washington in the last 20 years have screwed things up. Donald Trump isn't perfect, but give him a chance. I think the people want a big change. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Myron. No Republican in recent memory. George W. Bush probably closest to it because of what he did with the Hispanic vote and the whole compassionate conservative message. But other than Donald Trump, he's the outlier. Do you think of a Republican that's brought new people in, made the case that you want to be in this party? I can't. And he is. That's worth something. That's really worth something. I don't know what you accomplish by calling somebody a phony and a fraud. Even if you wanted to say, hey, we're worried about what Trump would do on A, B, and C, get in a room and figure it out. Man alive. Texter says, I'll start out by saying I'm for Ted Cruz. But I'm not opposed to Donald Trump either. I fear that what the Republicans are doing will not only affect the presidential race, but also the local races. If the Trumpsters stay home, the state people may lose in all the states. Be careful what you wish for. I think they think if Trump is the guy, that Republicans will get beat in a bunch of congressional races. I don't know why they think that. Donald Trump's running as a Republican. He needs Republicans to get things done. I don't get it. Let's go out to Lake Park, Minnesota. Milt, what's on your mind?
Well, this whole thing about not listening to the people. You know, the people are behind Trump and the establishment isn't. And I just wanted to tie it into something. I was listening to another station this morning that they were asking Al Franken about how the caucuses went and how Minnesota went towards Bernie Sanders, not a fan of Bernie Sanders. But he said, oh, but I'm still for Hillary Clinton. I think she's the best person. Again, the people of the state have said they like Bernie Sanders, and our elected politicians go, well, that doesn't matter because it's who we like anyway. And so that's what's happening here. Is they're just not listening to what the people are saying.
Very good points. No, they are not. They are not at all, and I don't know why they're tone deaf. I don't know why they understand. We understand you're angry, but Donald Trump's a fraud. You just called a bunch of people who have come out for the first time in the political process idiots. You don't do it. I mean, I don't get it. Thanks, Milt. Who is listening to Mitt Romney today? Let's see what this caller thinks.
Mr. Hannon, only you GOP elites give a rip what the loser Willard M. Romney thinks. Remember, he's the father of Obamacare and the only Republican that could beat Barack Obama. What a sad joke your Republican Party has become.
Well, Donald Trump's running for the Republican Party nomination, so, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to take ownership of that. I think that you make a good point, however, on who's listening. Does it matter what Mitt Romney's saying? I mean, the media will eat this up. They'll use it in the news cycle. I think it makes everybody look bad. People will pay attention to it. You might not care what he's saying, but there's an impact, I guess, is what I'm getting at. Tell me if I'm wrong. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me, too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Well, there's two other things about the poll that's important. One is that this is the lowest Wayne's polled in virtually any of the races if you go back and look at his historic polling. Number two is that what is more interesting than a race that hasn't, the results of a race that hasn't even begun yet, is the how North Dakotans were feeling about the direction of the state.
That's Doug Burgum, one of three candidates that will be on the stage at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium tonight in the North Dakota Republican Party gubernatorial debate. All three candidates headed ahead of course, the Republican Party nomination. So it should be a great story in the Tribune today, the Forum as well, and a lot of coverage in advance of this debate, and really looking forward to it. So hope you'll tune it in, or if you can't tune it in, you can't be there because it's now sold out unless you have a ticket. So you get a chance to enjoy it. Hey, I want to tell you about the 4-for-1 deal from MyPillow. Only for our listeners. You're so special. We love you. Oh, we love you. And so does MyPillow, because you buy a lot of pillows. So they said, all right, here's just for you, Scott. Tell your listeners, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, the classic 4-pack combo for $99.88. Yeah, 4-pack combo. What's that mean? 4 pillows. 2 of the classic pillows, 2 of the go-anywhere pillows, and they are great. Perfect in the car. It's, you know, because kind of tough to haul a big pillow along sometimes. That was just perfect. So savings of $160. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillow is also still available. You save 50% on that deal. Here's the number to call, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Let me tell you a stat here before I go back to the calls. Talking the governor's race today, talking about a teacher who has resigned from the Bismarck school system, and a lot of folks say, you know what, Bismarck school system, take him back, stop this. Joe Puffy, great, great story. Also talking about Mitt Romney and a speech in less than an hour where he'll rip Donald Trump, and what you think of that. Here's a stat you need to know. 2016 Republican votes so far in this primary and caucus process, 66.4% increase in Republican votes. So far, 66% more Republicans have gone to the polls. Guess what? Democrats are down 31%. They lose 31% on the left. Republicans gain 66 on the right. That's phenomenal. You would have a hard time convincing me that that's anything other than Donald Trump. Maybe some Ben Carson in there as well. Because I don't think it's a, you know, Ted Cruz, while he's beloved by solid conservatives and is a solid conservative, I don't know that he brings out that many new voters. Same on the Rubio front. Or John Kasich or any of the others left. I think Donald Trump owns that. And wrong, Paul and Moorhead, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, hi. You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good morning. Anyway,
I'm upset about this Mitt Romney thing. In the first place, why do you let your speech out to the media before you do your speech? Now, that sounds like an awfully stupid thing to do, but it's not nearly as stupid as having the Republican Party elite jump into the middle of a race because they don't like the way it's going in a process that they set up in the first place. Now, I think that I was talking to somebody in line at the caucus the other night and mentioned that this is my last time I'm voting as a Republican. Unless they actually show something to me after this election. And now I'm starting to think I will never vote Republican again. I will vote for individuals, but I will not vote down a party line. And I think Romney is just messing up the waters here and headed for another defeat for conservatives in America. I'm done.
All right, Paul. No, good stuff. Appreciate the call. I would tell you on the releasing the comments early, it's to hype the thing. I mean, they want it. This is all about getting in the news cycle. They want these comments in the news cycle to try and convince people who might be on the fence to go back to a Cruz, a Rubio, probably Rubio more than Cruz because Cruz isn't much of an establishment type as well. This is just stop Trump at all costs. So this is a strategy. And they know the media is going to fawn over this. I think they will look horrible in the end. I think it will not work. I think it's, a dumb idea. As I say, if you were really concerned about Donald Trump and you wanted to, really call him all these names, fraud, phony, and everything they're doing here, why do you wait till when it's at this point of the race? Where have they been? Where's this speech been from Mitt Romney? I don't get it. Charles and Drake, your take? You there, Charles?
Yes, I am. I have two questions. Number one, why in the world didn't all of these people go against Obama like this? And why in the world aren't they going to do that against Hillary?
Hey, that's a very good point. Very good point. Did Mitt Romney, we should try and check this out. Did Mitt Romney ever call Barack Obama a phony and a fraud?
He
wouldn't even talk about some of the things he should have been talking about in Barack Obama's past, for crying out loud, when he had the stage. Yeah.
You got it. You talk it.
You're right. What else, Charles?
Well, the other thing is if they do manage to get Trump out of the way and support somebody else, I hope that they do go, everybody unites and does go after Hillary, the biggest crook thief I've ever known in my life.
Yeah, call a press conference to talk about her and her emails. And
you got that right, and a bunch of other stuff. She's as dirty as you ever want to see. I've never seen a person like that.
You know, here's the deal. I think Mitt Romney, speaking for the establishment, sees Donald Trump as the unknown. They have no idea. And there's parts of that that do worry me. On the other hand, the known has exactly, what have they done? They've done exactly nothing. They've driven us in the ditch. We got a $20 trillion debt. And look, Barack Obama and the left are a big part of that, but the Republicans have not stopped it. So we need to wipe the slate clean and do something different. And
Obama ran on hope of change. That's all he knew. He didn't know anything. Hope of change, and everybody sucked that into it.
Yeah,
well, let's make America great again is just as good as hope and change. Can't do any worse than what Obama did.
Good point. Good point.
All right. Thank you for letting me vent.
They make fun of everything. I think more than anything, you know what they're worried about? They can't control him. He isn't one of them. He isn't going to call Mitt and say, hey, what do you think I got to do on this? You know, he's not going to call strategy sessions with the establishment. But they look really bad. Really bad. First time this has ever happened on this program, but we have two calls on the board from Ellendale, North Dakota. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What's on Your Mind Ellendale edition. Carl, you're first.
Well, I asked the screener, thank you for taking my call. I asked the screener if I could just set up and buy you lunch and have a long conversation because the problem is really complex. But we are where we're at, and we're going down a road that I don't think we want to go down, but in reality is we're going down the road. And it's a theological problem, and I'd like to discuss it with you at length, because it's, the problem is real, and the proof that Romney's going to get back in a race is proof in the pudding. And the fact that everybody hates Trump. Now, I would be a Trump supporter, but Cruz is really the only constitutional conservative guy in the race. So I'm a constitutionalist first, because we live under constitutional government. That's the reason I'm a supporting of Cruz. But I think Trump is the guy that's going to do good for the business, because he's looking out for his own interests as a businessman, and he sees all the businesses going down the tube, and so he's going to do the best he can to save the business. So that aspect of it is fine. But Romney is coming at it from a theological perspective, although people will foo-foo me for saying that, but it's absolutely true. And you have to understand his theology. Don't take my word for it. Go do the homework and find out where he's coming from and what he expects of the United States of America in relation to Israel. And it's all in the pie. And now he sees a opportunity, because of the weakness of Hillary Clinton, to come in and fulfill what he feels he's going to be. But I really want to buy you lunch and explain to you the whole picture, if I could. But it's a complex situation.
Well, you can send me an email, and we'll line up a lunch next time I get in the neighborhood. I never turn down lunch, Carl, and I love our great listeners. So many kind gestures like that. So Scott, just S-C-O-T-T, Scott at flagfamily.com is my
okay.
Is my email address. Scott at flagfamily.com, Carl. Love to have it. Appreciate you sharing your comments. I don't think Mitt Romney is jumping back in the race as a candidate, just so we're clear, but I think he is injecting himself in the race to try and stop Donald Trump. Another L&L caller. My golly, this is cool. Pat, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I'm surprised that you guys just don't seem to see it. It doesn't matter. I think these guys are all working together. Democrat, doesn't matter. Republican. They don't care about America. They don't care about the people. And it's just one of the same. So I hope Trump gets in. I think at the very least he would be some kind of a change. But these people that, you know, we've seen, I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know how much more of this America can stand.
Pat, I share your frustration. Appreciate the call very much. Roll call that came in off the air that disagrees on this. Not a big Trump fan. Go ahead and roll.
Hey, good morning, Scott. You know, there's an old common sense Midwest saying, a duck is a duck is a duck. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, flies like a duck, it's certainly a duck. And no matter what comes out of Donald Trump's mouth, he is definitely a duck. He's a Washington insider, been doing year deals for 40 years. You can believe rhetoric, but I don't buy rhetoric. I believe in God, and I trust people only what I can see. And what his record shows is he's somebody we cannot trust. Have a good day.
All right, not buying anything of what Trump is saying. So I take it, didn't say it, but I take it you're glad Mitt Romney's doing what he's doing today. Emailer says, every time Trump speaks, he uses words like tremendous, amazing, and great. He never says anything about issues. Cruz is right. Trump is a phony. Did Cruz say that too? Or just Romney? However, he's better than any liberal, the emailer says. Alex and Crosby, you're up next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The role of the government shouldn't be to pick winners and losers. To diversify, the best thing can do is to provide a better overall tax climate for anyone. And then the diversification happens naturally. Right now, we're 26th in the nation in our tax climate. We can clearly improve on that.
That is Rick Becker, again, one of three candidates vying for the Republican nomination for governor in North Dakota. Tonight, big debate with all three, and welcome your comments on that. Some folks have called in with some question ideas and different comments on the race. That one's heating up as well as we get closer and closer to the state convention. Doug Burgum, Rick Becker, and the Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, vying for that spot. Hi, friends. I'm Scott. This is What's on Your Mind? Called What's on Your Because every day we take to the airwaves to find your mind. 800-228-0550. Casey sends a note saying, hey, Scott, that petition that you were talking about earlier, way more than 500 signatures now for Joel Puffy. 1,400. How about that? He said you should read the comments. They are amazing. The support is awesome. I have been reading the comments, and I love it. I love it because it shows passion for a teacher from students, former students, and parents. And I think that's great. Far too often, what do we hear in the news about, you know, this student had sex with a teacher, and there's two this week. One in Dilworth or Southside Fargo Moorhead, and one in Grand Forks. Is there two in Grand Forks now? I can't keep track. So this is just, you know, it's great. It really is. And a lot of folks believe that Joel Puffey was wrongly removed from his position. Has been a great teacher, leader, coach, and mentor for over 30 years in the Bismarck school system. And does not deserve to be kicked to the curb in that way. And deserves his job back. I have a statement from the school. They're essentially saying he voluntarily resigned. Others are saying that it was forced and that he was not treated correctly after all of this service. So that's what the petition is all about. All right, back to the calls in just a moment here after I tell you a little bit about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You dial into your browser, Secure Energy Future, this will come right up, all right? It is a wonderful resource for you to arm yourself with facts. I received a wonderful email from someone on a board of a rural electric cooperative describing the pain, literally, that is coming to rural electric cooperatives, pain in the way of additional regulation and cost that will be passed on to consumers from the clean power plant. It's a bad deal, a really bad deal. And this is a great resource to find out what you need to know about the clean power plan, about Colfax. I mean, we are so fortunate to have the coal reserves, about 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal right here in North Dakota. It's other places as well. But coal and the technological advances that are out there today enable electric utilities to use less coal while improving efficiencies at power plants. They're putting in billions of dollars to get more efficient and do everything. EPA is on a mission really to end the industry. And you'll learn a lot about that and how it creates jobs and the safe, environmentally responsible way in which they mine it all at this website. So check it out, secureenergyfuture.org, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Let's go up to Crosby, Alex, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Alex, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I just wanted to talk about Mitt and what his strategy and why he's going to fail with this press conference.
Tell me.
So, yeah, why did Mitt Romney lose in the first place? He's probably one of the most big establishment guys that we had running beyond McCain, which is, you know, the biggest, longest senator with his, you know, stance in the Senate. So he's probably trying to get Trump out for Rubio because Mitt Romney was kind of a Bush guy, you know, to begin with. Don't you agree?
I don't know honestly which candidate he was for. I think he decided to say he was going to be neutral, but he even considered running himself. Remember, he was going to run again, and you know, him and Bush kind of fought for the same support group. And he ultimately said uncle and dropped out first.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think the establishment candidate, like we know, is Rubio. So Mitt's coming out, and I think it's just, you know, with this trash talking that's going on in this whole candidacy is beyond belief what the Republicans are doing. And I don't think it's a good strategy for the Republicans. I think it's going to backfire because people are angry. And Mitt lost the first time. Why did he lose?
The only way it would really work, that's the thing. That's what honestly worries me, to say, okay, well, if you're successful, Mitt Romney, and you knock off Trump, and I don't think it's going to. It's too late, right? But say
yeah,
it did.
Yeah, it's too late.
So what are you hoping for? Another Mitt Romney candidacy? What's different this time?
No, I think the only – I'm stuck between Trump and Cruz right now.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
With Trump's big win on Tuesday, I think you should dial it back and promise me that he's going to act like a presidential candidate.
Yeah, and I think you saw a little bit of. I think you saw a little bit of that in the press conference. And
Now we need to see more of that.
I agree with you. And a little more on the policy side. I think that's what's coming. I think Romney and the establishment know that, so they've got to try and stop him. But it looks desperate. And it is. Jim and Bismarck, you're next.
There's a program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.